faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. There's so much on the table today. I want to talk a little bit more about the World Health Organization and the surrender of our national sovereignty to the WHO, which is the United Nations. As you know, then I want to talk about sex trafficking. Fathers, grandfathers, everybody, every adult, any adult that has ever in their care or custody a young person at any time, parents, grandparents, all of you need to listen up to what I'm about to tell you. We have done so many shows over the years on this topic, not maybe full shows, but I have warned and warned and warned over and over that the sex trafficking in this country, the kidnapping is off the charts. It's not talked about. There's little done to stop it. If our government wanted to stop a lot of it, they absolutely could stop it. Look, folks, Dinesh D'Souza and all of those guys with True the Vote just showed us the incredible technology that our government has at its availability to be able to track a lot more. If they're tracking us and what activities we were involved in during the lockdown, going to the grocery store, going to church, all these things they were doing, don't tell me for 1 minute the same government cannot use ping data to track down child sex traffickers. They can. The FBI is complicit in the sexual trafficking of children, I believe, and that has been proven by the well-known documentation that they turned a blind eye to Jeffrey Epstein. Why? Because so many of your politicians are perverts. I hate to tell you this. Many of your police officers are perverts. Many of your sheriff deputies, they are perverts. Many of your judges, they are perverts. Okay? That doesn't mean all judges, all police, all sheriffs. Doesn't mean that. But what have I warned you about on this broadcast for years? Honoring those who have a black robe or wear a uniform, military or police or sheriff, simply because they wear a uniform. I don't care about their uniform. I care about their oath. Do they keep the oath? Are they people of honor and integrity? And we know that the cultural Marxists have destroyed our police departments and sheriff departments largely on purpose. Sad to say, most of your chief of police are nothing but politicians, okay? That's what makes your sheriff different, in that you elect them. Sure, they're politicians, they run for office, right? But they answer directly to the people. Most chief of police, they don't answer directly to the people. They answer to the city council, the town council. So they're largely bureaucrats handpicked by the good old boy club, and you wonder why we find out so many of them are running sex trafficking and drug trafficking through their cities and towns. Kind of like the old movie Walking Tall with Buford Pusser. And you think that kind of thing doesn't go on, you're ignorant. Particularly in a day and age when we have dumbed down people. We have lowered the salaries of our sheriff deputies and our police to the point they hire people that you should not hire to be a dog catcher, much less a sheriff deputy or police officer. One reason I know this is I've met some of these people, dumb as a box of rocks. Okay? And many of them, by the way, I'm told how stupid they are by the people that work with them, who will tell you the stories. They cannot believe the people that are being hired. And in many cases, to fill quotas. To fill quotas. They go out to try to shoot on the range to qualify, and they're shooting in the dirt. I kid you not. They are shooting in the dirt. They can't even hit the target. And they work with them and work with them and work with them and work with them to get them qualified. Why? Because they got to meet a quota. They got to meet a quota. You mean you're telling me, Brannon, they could hire a guy who is actually a very skilled marksman who maybe came off the battlefield as a military guy who's very trained, knows what discipline is all about, in great physical shape, a great shooter, a great patriot, and we don't hire them and pay them a good salary because we're busy meeting politically correct cultural Marxist quotas so we can deliberately have dumb people do dumb things on our police departments and then use the footage to show how we need to federalize the police? Yeah. create a crisis, manufacture a crisis, and then offer up the solution. Look at all the horrible things the cops are doing. Yeah, federalize it. Oh, yeah, that'll make it better. And many of the people that complain about this to me are sheriff deputies. They are police officers. And many of them are walking off the job in droves. Well, I hate to tell you today, before we get into about the WHO, a sad story of a 15-year-old girl who went to a ball game with her father, a Mavericks ball game with her father, and ended up finding herself sex trafficked in a hotel somewhere, I guess, in Dallas. Let me go to it. Here we go at worldviewreport.com. Worldviewreport.com. And this is the warning to parents, grandparents, any of you that have kids in your custody or care. I don't care if they're 15. I don't care if they're 16. I don't care if they're 17. I don't care if they're 18. I don't care if they're 19. I don't care if they're boys. I don't care if they're girls. You got to look out for each other. You got to look out for each other. Look how scary this is. Teen goes to bathroom at NBA game, is found 10 days later sold for sex in Oklahoma hotel. Okay, so she ended up in Oklahoma. She got from Dallas to Oklahoma. CBN News. CBN News is reporting. On April 8th, a 15-year-old girl went to an NBA game with her dad. It was 10 days before he saw his daughter again. Can you imagine what these parents went through? I mean, they are so blessed to get her back and that she's alive. They're so blessed that she has been found. But do you think the cops helped her? The teenager from North Richland Hills, Texas, was at a Dallas Mavericks game with her father at the American Airlines Center in Dallas when she went to the bathroom right before halftime. All right, let me just stop you right there. What red flag do I see right there? First of all, apparently dad didn't go with her, okay? I'm sure dad will never do that again. I'm not going to blame the dad, but I'm sure dad never thought that would happen, right? I mean, surely no one could get away with that with a 15-year-old. There's police and security guards and cameras. But notice when she happened to go to the bathroom before halftime. Why do I say that's a problem? If she went to the bathroom right before halftime, and then let's say that while she's in the bathroom, halftime happens, that's a lot of people up and moving around. A lot of people up and moving around, clogging the hallways. That's a lot of things that can happen that you can't pick up as easily on the camera if they got people sitting in a room surveilling everything because the halls are filled with people, right? Too much going on. She could have just picked the wrong time to go to the bathroom right before halftime. That was red flag number one for me. This is according to KVUE-TV. Surveillance footage seen later that night showed the girl leaving the arena with a man, never returning to her seat at the game. Police found the young teenager a week and a half later on April 18th. Now, this is interesting. Leaving the arena with a man. Now, I'd love to know how old he was. What did he say to her? How did he lure her away? Did he perhaps drug her with something? Did he drug her? I don't know. I'm asking questions. Did he drug her with something that enabled him to take her and yet she could still walk, but yet she was really not in ability to think clear? I don't know. I'd like to know more of this about this so we could all learn. But never returning to her seat at the game. Police found the young teenager a week and a half later on April 18th in a hotel room in Oklahoma City. I'm not so sure the police found her. I think that's a poorly written sentence from what I read, but let's keep reading. She was rescued after the girl's parents identified her through nude photos posted online advertising her. Okay? She was for sale, folks. In total, it was 11 days before the girl was reunited with her parents, family attorney Zeke Fortenberry said. Fortenberry is representing the family in the case, arguing police in Dallas and North Richland Hills should have done more to help the father find his kidnapped daughter. Well, I'm sure they probably could. I'm sure they had more pressing issues, making sure they're taking control of all that military hardware they're getting from the government and Homeland Security, probably sitting in classes learning about woke classes. We love to help you, Dad, but we got to go learn about cultural Marxism, don't you know? We got to go learn how to identify. We got to go learn how to identify all the domestic terrorists. Oh, wait a minute. You make the profile. Sorry. Can't help you. I don't know. I'm being sarcastic, but this is how stupid it's gotten in our country today. I want to know why they didn't help this father more. I'd love to know how. Apparently, they're about to get the living daylight suit out of him. But here's the reality. Minus allowing for the few good cops and sheriffs out there, the bottom line is you better learn how to protect yourself, because the police are going to show up just to take a report, all right? They get paid the same amount of money, whether they solve the crime, don't solve the crime, the person's alive or dead. They get their paychecks go through every 2 weeks regardless. There's not a lot of motivation for a lot of detectives, in my opinion, to solve a lot of crimes. And maybe we ought to act like the corporate world. And maybe we ought to actually provide more bonuses and things and incentives. But, you know, pretty much there's not a lot of motivation, I don't think, in so much of our government for going above the call of duty. Or how about just actually doing your job? You're going to get your check, okay? Where's some motivation here? I don't know. Maybe we're not hiring people that, again, have the sensitivity to these issues. Why are we being callous here? Why are we not offering more help? Because apparently they didn't. And I know these police departments are overworked and understaffed. And then, again, the quality they get is poor, because this is all by design. It's all by design. So they can create a crisis and then, oh, we need to federalize. Look how bad the cops are. Yeah, you guys made this mess. You didn't pay well the ones that were great police officers and sheriff deputies. You've created this mess. Well, it goes on to say the attorney also listed the arena, the Mavericks organization, and the Oklahoma City Hotel as parties that could have potentially prevented the horrific crime. Quote, this girl was being sexually assaulted in a hotel room multiple nights, end quote, said Fortenberry. Quote, anytime she could have been rescued from that sooner would have been better, end quote. He also asserted that the hotel staff should have immediately noticed something was off, explaining, quote, When a 40-something-year-old man walks in with a 15-year-old girl and rents multiple hotel rooms, and then there is traffic coming in and out of those rooms, those are red flags, end quote. The reason an attorney is implicating the arena and the Dallas Mavericks is that the man who kidnapped the girl reportedly gained access to the game with a fake ticket allegedly sold to him by someone known to the team and the American Airlines Center for pawning phony tickets. You don't say. As for why he was sent a letter to the litany of organizations, why he sent that, including two police departments, the attorney said, quote, our intent is to put these organizations on notice that we're pursuing claims against them for their negligence. And other causes of action, end quote. Unfortunately, police were reportedly of little to no help to the panicked father. Yeah, no kidding. The attorney said his client immediately notified Dallas police officers who were at the American Airlines Center for providing security for the game. They subsequently told him to report to North Richland Hills law enforcement because that is where he and his daughter live. When he told his local police department, officers reportedly told the father that they could not assist him because the incident occurred in Dallas, not North Richland Hills. Been there, played that same game with police department. We can't help you. You need to go where it happened. You go, oh, you don't live here. We've played that same game. We know what that's like. That's called lazy. I'm going to get my same paycheck in 2 weeks. Lazy. It should be noted, a couple hours after receiving a report of the missing teen, the Northland Ridge Police Department entered the girl's name into the National Missing Data Person. We'll get back. Let's pick it up. Don't go away. Second, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Ready to get to the WHO thing. But first, I read this story, got my blood to boiling, because, again, we've talked about this so much. First mistake, Dad, is the dad should have, and again, I don't want to blame the dad, because, you know, she's 15, he's thinking surely she can go to the bathroom by herself. We forget, folks, we forget how evil people are, okay? We forget how incredibly evil people are. We forget that people are so intoxicated with pornography. They sit and watch it by the hour, an hour, an hour. And then pretty soon, watching it's not good enough. Now they got to go act on it. And so there's a market for this, folks. There's a market for this. And you would be shocked to find out, as the investigations have been done and the cameras have been set up, the people trafficking, who are their clients? They are, sadly, they are pastors, they are police officers, they are lawyers, they are judges, they are sheriff deputies, they are doctors, they are respected people in your community. They're not just some, you know, person, homeless person off the street. No, sadly, these tend to be, when you go and you study it and you look at the reports and you watch the hidden video and the things that have happened, these are respected people in your community who, some of them, maybe coach your kids' baseball games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have two generations now that have been so indoctrinated and brainwashed into pornography that there is a massive market for this. And it is big, big money. So don't let your daughters go to the bathroom. Men, don't let your wife go to the bathroom anywhere that you don't stand outside the door. You don't do that. You stop to get gas somewhere. You're on a trip. Your wife's got to go to the bathroom. You stand outside the door. And you wait. She's your responsibility. Men, you know what these creepy guys are like. You know. You know. Guard your wife. Guard your daughters, your granddaughters, your nieces, your nephews. Anyone that's in your care, your custody, you guard them. And it doesn't matter how attractive they are or not, because they'll sex traffic pretty much anything. But if you have a wife or a daughter or a granddaughter or someone's in your care that is particularly attractive, you better really be doubly concerned. Okay? Because I'm telling you, looks do matter. There are, if again, blondes are a heavy target from what I've been reading over the years, particularly when it comes to the Islamists. The Islamists love the blondes. Usama Dakdok will tell you this, and he'll tell you why in their culture. And I can show you the pictures of the blondes that have been beat to a tar with bloody, swollen faces. I saw the picture again in a three-ring binder when I was cleaning out one of the areas of my office, and I had a bunch of research in there, and I was flipping through some of these old stories, and there were these stories of these gals raped over in Europe again and again and again, from getting into taxi cars, taxi cabs with Arab dudes, and the common theme from so many of them, blonde, blonde. So the police didn't help him. They said, oh, I'm sorry, you live in North Richland Hills, you need to go over there, even though it happened in Dallas, goes to North Richland Hills. Oh, I'm sorry, it happened in Dallas, you need to go back to them. Yeah, we've been involved in that game before when we've had threats against us or something happened to us. So we basically learned the police are going to be no help to you for the most part. They are, for most part, they're not going to protect you. They're there to take the report after someone has already been killed or harmed or shot or maimed. They're there to take the report, file the paperwork. And even the sheriff there in Wisconsin years ago that we had the honor of meeting at our rally in New Richmond last summer, Sheriff Clark, made national news when he said, I hope you guys, folks that legally can own a gun will, because we're going to get there after all the actions happened. So you better learn how to defend yourself. What did one sheriff come out last week and say? Anyone tries breaking into your house, blow them away. These guys try breaking into your house, you go ahead and you blow them away. That'll be one less criminal we have to deal with. Did you guys hear him? Okay, We're thankful for those kind of guys. But unfortunately, they're like anything else. This is government and it's bureaucracy and it's paper shuffling, and everybody's checks show up every 2 weeks regardless. And we're also scraping the bottom of the barrel with a lot of the hires. And why would you? Why would you want this job? They treat you with disrespect. That your bosses don't stand behind you. Your city council, town council, county council, most of them, they don't stand behind you. They pay you peanuts while they spend millions and millions on ball fields and parks and literally $100 million-plus on high schools, high school buildings and sports facilities equal to that of a pro team or a college, major Big Ten college, but no money for the cops. And so you get what you pay for. It should be noted that a couple hours after receiving a report of the missing teen, the North Richland Hills Police Department entered the girl's name into the National Missing Person Database around 3:24 a.m., April 9th. Officers in North Richland Hills later coordinated with Dallas Police to create a bulletin that went out April 11th, 2 days later. Yeah, no urgency here, guys. I don't know, maybe somebody walked in with a box of Krispy Kremes or something. Those efforts, however, seemed too little too late, according to Fortenberry. Unfortunately, it was a Houston-based, listen to this, who had to solve the crime? The police? The police? Unfortunately, it was a Houston-based anti-trafficking organization, the Texas Counter-Trafficking Initiative, that successfully located the missing teen using, wait for it, facial recognition technology. Oh! Can someone tell me what our taxpayers are going for if the police can't solve the crime with all of their tax dollar money and all their technology and fancy gear? They can't solve the crime or don't want to solve the crime, but some nonprofit, I bet you that's a nonprofit, they went and solved the... Thankfully, the group was able to swiftly locate a photograph of the kidnapped daughter online, according to the family attorney. And, of course, I'm sure they're working on the dark web. I don't know where the dark web is. I don't know how to get on the dark web. I don't want to know how to get on the dark web. I've never been on the dark web. I will never go on the dark web, but it's there. I'm told about it by experts. And I bet you dollar to donuts this was on the dark web, and they knew what to do. Put that facial recognition in, let that thing scan, and boom, they get a hit. And she happens to be up for sale in a hotel room in Oklahoma. Now, you tell me the FBI couldn't have solved this in a matter of minutes. Sure, they could. But remember, they're turning a blind eye to sex trafficking. The initiative then immediately contacted the staffers at the hotel in Oklahoma City. Local police officers then located the young teenager and arrested eight people in connection with the heinous crime, per WFAA-TV. Authorities charged the eight people with various crimes ranging from felony warrants to human trafficking, rape. Quote, it's not something that we take lightly whenever we are given tips or information that there is someone that we believe to be in danger, possibly in our area, end quote, said Sergeant Dylan Quirk of the Oklahoma City Police Department. Quote, fortunately, well, it really worked out in the end to find this person safely, end quote. Well, they weren't safe, but they were found. Let's put it that way. And I guess hat tip to the local, at least hat tip to that police department in Oklahoma. I bet you they didn't wait 2 days. Well, we'll get on that in 2 days. Unlike the last police department that got it at 9 and put out a bulletin 2 days later. At least apparently this police department got right on it. So good for them. Let's give credit where credit's due. Law enforcement officers in Oklahoma City were notified of the missing girl on April 14th. They were told a teen girl from Dallas was at the local hotel while she was, quote, being trafficked for commercial sex purposes, end quote. The local officer's investigation led them to convicted sex offender Kenneth Nelson, who used an Oklahoma State ID card and an alias to purchase a collection of hotel rooms. Wow. The name on the ID Nelson used is that of a real person who lives in Oklahoma and, quote, could cause financial liability, end quote, for that individual, according to police. Well, I don't know what that means. They steal it? They steal it? They give it to him? Wow. Well, again, I give this as a public service warning. And by the way, I'm not going to, you know, condemn the entire Dallas Police Department, but I'll tell you this. That's not, in my opinion, from my history of research, that's not a clean police department. At least it hasn't been. Okay? And I can do some research for you and bring you some information that, at least going back to the Kennedy years, that one reason JFK got killed in Dallas was, according to Roger Stone's research and that of others, some funny business going on in the Dallas Police Department back then. So maybe it's time to clean house at the Dallas Police Department. But let that be a lesson for us all. Now, I started thinking to myself, I wonder how many cops are involved in sex trafficking. So I just put that into a search engine and look what I found. You ready? WMU police officer, two others arrested in Kalamazoo, Colorado, human trafficking investigation. Colorado, police, sex trafficking. Virginia, police officers, including the chief, protected sex trafficking ring in exchange for sex with victims, says the lawsuit. You don't say. New York cop accused of accepting sex to protect trafficking ring. There you go. And this was just one of many. I thought, well, after three examples, that's plenty clear to show us we got a problem. No wonder some departments and states don't take this stuff seriously. They're compromised. And again, this is the breakdown of our society. This is the absolute breakdown of our society. But more than that, I'm giving you the warning to tell you a couple things. Number one, pay your cops top dollar. Pay your sheriff department's top dollar. Cut it out with the parks and the recreation facilities and the $100 million public schools. That's not what government is for. It is for security and protection. Pay your cops. Fire the losers. Hire top candidates. And if your city, town council won't do it, fire them. Because what is coming to this country and is already here is going to require you have a top-notch sheriff department and police department. Top-notch. And more cops than you need. I'm talking about every time you turn around, there's a squad car. For some of you living in the suburbs, the middle to upper class suburbs, you better be voting for candidates whose number one job is putting as many qualified, high-paying cops on the street as you can. Because trust me, what's coming, you will need that buffer. And the pay had better be so great that they're like, I will show up. When it hits the fan, I will be there. I will show up because it's a really good paying job and I care about my community. And maybe in order for those police officers to want to go to work during the middle of a crisis, maybe we could actually think outside the box and think about, how could we set up something so that if when the police officer has to go to work, he doesn't have to say, well, I'm not going because I'm staying to protect my family tonight. Maybe we better come up with a way that we can protect the families while the police officer is away protecting us and not leaving his family in the lurch. Maybe we can get creative about that and think about what barriers are there that would stop the police officer in a major crisis and civil unrest from showing up to work. Well, maybe he's like, I'm not leaving my family. Well, maybe we get around that. Because I'm telling you, what's coming, you're going to need a good police department, not Barney Fife. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. I have to wait for those watching on television. I have to wait for radio to come back in so we're all on the same page. All right, here we go. Let's go back to worldviewreport.com real quick. All right, while we're piling on, let's just go ahead and pile on some more. Look at this one I ran across today. Dirt bike rider 26 is fighting for his life after being cooked alive when he was tasered by deputy while pumping gas. 75% of his body is covered in third degree burns. There's video footage of it, folks. It's disturbing. Okay, again, can someone tell me what is the IQ of this sheriff deputy? Okay, I will pay for the IQ test because I bet you, dollar to donuts, it is low, really low. Is he so dumb, that he's not thinking, let's see, taser and gas fumes. 75, and I've seen the pictures of the guy in the hospital bed who is in an induced coma so that they can change his bandages and gauzes daily. So he's in an induced coma. Over dirt bike rider, okay? Had something to do with a dirt bike race. Really? Seriously? And we tased people over this stuff. He was standing there pumping his gas. All right, this one is troubling. Dirty bomb drills being run in Austin, Texas, ahead of known radiological terror cells entering the U.S. Our buddy Mike Adams has this over at naturalnews.com. Dirty bomb drills being run in Austin, Texas. That's a liberal town. Ahead of known radiological terror cells entering the U.S. The article says from May 16th through May 20th, the Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration is holding a drill in Austin, Texas that involves the use of low-flying aircraft and a simulated radiological attack called Cobalt Magnet 22. The exercise is supposedly taking place to prepare local, state, and federal agencies for the possibility of a future radiological attack. Since these drills tend to go live, however, many want to know, is this another false flag attack in the making? Quote, at, quote, various locations around the city, end quote, an announcement from the NNSA reads, quote, the exercise will simulate a radiological attack, enabling response personnel to practice protecting public and health safety, providing emergency relief to affected populations, and restoring essential services, end quote. During the exercise, personnel donned in personal protective equipment will reportedly be seen moseying around Austin with equipment as they pretend to monitor and detect radiation, presumably from a nuclear attack. All right. So I guess this is only an exercise, they're saying. The Hill has reported on this as well. And I guess the concern is, again, are we going to have cells coming over the border, terror cells entering the U.S., carrying out dirty bombs? That's interesting. We actually did a whole show. What was it, 2 weeks ago? We did a whole show on how what to do if there's a radiological incident in your town, right? Did we do that? Taking a heavy ping pong table or desk and stacking heavy dense stuff around it, getting under it. Remember us doing all that? See, there's a reason we tell you this stuff. We're here not to just talk about bad things, but to tell you how to avoid bad things, i.e. your 15-year-old being abducted at a game, stand outside the bathroom door. We're trying to tell you how to avoid bad things, but then how to survive bad things. That's what we do in part as a public service because we care about you. How about this one? Abortion activists threaten to burn down Supreme Court. Kill justices when Roe is overturned. Well, do you think that the FBI is running around now today arresting these people? No, of course not. They're too busy probably protecting sex traffickers. And we know they're busy protecting Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Muslim Brotherhood because we have the FBI asset with Terry Turchi, the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, interviewing the FBI asset who said that they had pictures and video of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Muslim Brotherhood types burning and looting. And the FBI said, destroy the footage. I'm sorry, destroy that footage. Not interested. Don't want to prosecute that. Destroy that. Now go find us some white supremacists in the Patriot groups. So apparently the FBI and others are too busy with the threats by their leftist comrades against the Supreme Court because they're too busy. They're too busy destroying information and evidence of real crimes by their friends. I talked with Dr. Woods about this last night. Babylon is coming back to life with its famed Ishtar Gate to be restored by this summer. That's fascinating. We did a whole show last night on that with Dr. Woods. Ishtar, which is another name for Semiramis, the Queen of Babylon. America First Patriot Doug Mastriano wins PA Pennsylvania gubernatorial primary. I had him on my show last week, and he won. He won. I'm sorry that we don't know the news yet on Dr. Oz, but soon we'll find out if Dr. Oz won his race or not. Dr. Oz, who apparently has a lot of connections to Turkey still. And wanted Kathy Barnett pulled out of the debate because she said Islam, that the cornerstone of Islam is pedophilia. Well, sorry, Dr. Oz, self-admitted Muslim. That's true. And we proved it from the Hadith, from the Quran the other night with Annie Cyrus. How about Dr. Oz? He wanted her to be kicked out of the debates. I think Dr. Oz should be removed from the country. I think there needs to be an investigation into Dr. Oz and his relationship with Turkey. All right, now let me go to a video. This is from Greg Reese. Okay, this is from Greg Reese over at Battle Plan. This is about the World Health Organization that and what they're doing, which we cannot mention enough. We can't mention it enough because it's such a threat to our national sovereignty. Remember, I interviewed Naomi Wolf, progressive, saying, I'm very concerned they're going to pull something big in order not to have elections. I'm very concerned. And now we have drills for some kind of radiation problem or dirty bomb. We have a food shortage. Tonight I'm going to interview an owner of a big franchise, grocery stores that are, I won't say the name on the air right now, but super, super nice because I'm not advertising for anybody, but super, super nice. We're going to interview that owner about the shipping and the food crisis and all the things they're manipulating and manufacturing. And we have the concern about bird flu. If you go back to worldviewreport.com, I have an article over there. Will a weaponized bird flu become the next pandemic? ? And it goes into what's going on with that in that article. But also, how about hemorrhagic fever? And it was Dr. Naomi Wolf that was talking about the blood contaminated infection, the infected blood that people would come in contact with. Why is that in the wording? Because that's what happens with a hemorrhagic fever. And that's exactly what Dr. Li Yongming, who was the WHO doctor in Hong Kong from China, told us twice now in my interviews with her, that she's very concerned about a deliberate outbreak of something hemorrhagic so that the bleeding from the eyes and the nose really makes people scared. And we've already seen from the NIH website that they are aware of the 2013 report that shows the two ways that people are most quickly to give up their liberties and freedom with anxiety are through a pathogen and famine. Oh, you mean both of those that we're dealing with? Huh. Interesting. But here is Greg Reese talking about May 22nd to 28th, the Biden regime turning over our sovereignty to the United Nations through the World Health Organization. Does anyone see the pieces falling into place? Will your police department stand up for you? Will your sheriff department stand up for you? If they actually bring in UN troops, can I ask you something? Will your police department, sheriff department stand up for you? Or are they so politicized and bought off by the government? Or are they so lacking in intelligence that they won't do anything? Because they're not educated enough to know what their job is. They're not educated enough to know what the oath meant that they took. We didn't hire the best and the brightest. And they'll just walk right into your town and your county and take over. And those that were appointed to protect you won't. It just seems like too many pieces are in place, does it not? Oh, and you can better believe a lot of the so-called pastors out there will be telling you how wonderful this is. Remember FEMA having trained pastors to use Romans 13? Give up your guns. God has ordained them. Give up your guns. I mean, they have so infiltrated all of the departments and the divisions. All right, let's listen to what Greg Reese has to say about this WHO thing, which, you know, Leo Homan is one of the main ones to have broken this. Here we go. Let me hit play on this. Oh, the music. There we go.
Next week in Geneva, Switzerland, members of the World Health Organization, which was founded on the principles of establishing a one-world government, will be voting to give themselves worldwide authority when it comes to official international health emergencies. The same World Health Organization who praised Communist China's extreme authoritarian lockdown against the Chinese people, who suggested forcibly separating families to quarantine them.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
And who was caught faking the H1N1 pandemic in 2010. The same World Health Organization run by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's been working with the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2007, who said that the lockdowns will never end.
I repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
And that the war in Ukraine was getting massive attention as a result of bias against black lives. The U.S. government is in full support of this new UN treaty with the WHO and has submitted 13 amendments, which will be voted on next week, that will give the WHO international authority on lockdowns, forced quarantines, and forced vaccinations. According to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, none of this is legally binding until a treaty is approved by the U.S. Senate. But the law hasn't been stopping these criminals from committing crimes against humanity so far. And if they plan on staying in power, they are going to have to bring back the lockdowns and the ballot harvesting mules. So we know it's coming, and it will soon be climate lockdowns to go with their climate migration. People are waking up, but the UN's agenda is aggressively pressing forward. The United Nations is meeting this week with members of the Mayor's Migration Council, which is comprised of 9 mayors from 9 different cities throughout the world, including Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California. The Mayor's Migration Council is funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundations.
Let me just stop right there. So they're taking over your mayors who influence your city council and they answer to your chief of police. And you wonder why you're not going to be able to count on your police? Because they will be pawns of the UN, George Soros, the globalists. And notice how he talked about the World Health Organization being founded to push globalism. And he showed a picture for those watching my television of G. Brock Chisholm, who I talk about extensively in my documentary from 2019, Siege. And how they openly said that they were pushing for world government and they wanted to label as crazy, and I deal with this also in my documentary, Brainwashed, they wanted to label as mentally unstable anyone that opposed that globalism. They have been at this a long time. And now they're co-opting your mayors who co-opt your police departments, and they will be out there blocking traffic when they pull up to haul you away and divide your family. Wave to your police officer buddies because they will do nothing for you, likely.
Thank you.
1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Thoughts, comments, questions. 1-800-347-9829. Here's another article over at Worldview Report. Massive cross-border, sophisticated, major drug tunnel found linking Tijuana to San Diego. Now, we have warned about this stuff over and over the years, right? What have we told you that one of the things we have seen they want to do? We have specifically done extensive programs on drug tunnels, terror tunnels in San Diego, and the goal of popping up, grabbing American citizens, probably easiest to grab women and kids, and drag them back to the other side of the border where they could then hold them as hostages, the Islamist, and torture them online and videotape it, live stream it, and offer up all kinds of demands. We have talked extensively about this. We have talked extensively about the drug cartels working with the Islamists. They share these tunnels. Okay? And the drug cartels are happy to do it, and the Islamists will help pay for it because they're all working in cahoots together, making money, but also the Islamic groups want to run weapons through there. So what weapons do they have here? What dirty bomb materials do they have here? Look at this picture by the AP article at CBN News. Massive cross-border sophisticated major drug tunnel found linking Tijuana to San Diego. All right? I mean, it was extensive. We're talking electricity and lighting. I mean, it was incredible. Sophisticated stuff. The tunnel exited the United States in a nondescript warehouse named Amistad Park on a street that is busy with large semi-trailers during the day, quiet at night. On Monday, armed guards watched over a small shaft with a ladder that descended into the tunnel. U.S. authorities said it was unknown how long the tunnel had been operating and what amount of drugs, if any, got through undetected. They seized 1,762 pounds of cocaine, 165 pounds of meth. Oh, yeah. But it's unknown what got through. Six people aged 31 to 55 were charged. Hard drugs such as heroin, methamphetamines, fentanyl are typically smuggled through these kind of things. It goes to talk about that. But again, what I'm telling you folks is you got to think about the stuff that's been brought into the U.S. I'm talking who knows what, nuclear suitcases, dirty bombs. Again, isn't it interesting all the things that are happening at the same time? But let's not concentrate on the border. Let's not concentrate on the drug tunnels and the smuggling tunnels and the Islamic tunnels. We're too busy tracking down moms, speaking out about critical race theory and masking their kids. The FBI and DHS are too busy setting up the enemy. You don't need to show that. They're too busy setting up the enemy. All right, let's go to Zoe in Illinois. Zoe, thanks for calling in, Zoe.
Because the people in high places are benefiting from the criminality that's going on, and they're letting people. You notice that man you read about was already a convicted criminal, and they let him out. And can you imagine being a police officer and being so frustrated when you do track these people down, and then they let them. It's like a revolving door. They let them right out of prison.
And you know what?
To reoffend all over again and victimize some other people.
And you wonder why these guys get apathetic, why they get calloused, why they get desensitized, why they get frustrated, and why they say, I'm just going to do the minimum, cash my check, and retire. I do understand some of that you just brought up. That is a very, very, very good point, Zoe.
It's just so frustrating. I mean, for everyone. I mean, and the problem is that the people in high places are often committing crimes too. And look at Madison Cawthorn. They made sure he didn't get reelected because he exposed what's going on in the Congress.
Yep.
And
I know Madison.
You can't do that.
I know Madison. I have been around Madison on a couple times and communicated with Madison a few times off and on in the last few months after we met and on two different occasions in two different states, and he's young, okay? And and we see some things that are come out on social media about him that he was doing that he shouldn't have been doing. But I'll just say this. Again, here's another lesson for you young people. Try to avoid doing stupid, immature things while you're stupid, immature on video or pictures, because it will come back to haunt you, okay? Try to avoid doing the stupid, immature things that stupid, immature kids do sometimes on video and pictures. Don't do it. Think about your future self and say, one day I will want to be someone that's respected. And so I might be 19 or 20 or 21 or 18 or whatever. Don't do it. Don't do the stupid things to start with. But for sure, don't put it into historical documents where it can be used to destroy you in the future. Because this is what people do, and I don't understand this. I don't understand it. But they used it, they did it, and your past could be your past, and you could be living in a fine manner today in an upstanding way, but they won't care. They will use it against you. Teach your kids this, folks. Teach your kids this now. Don't do the dumb things that you probably are prone to doing as a young, immature, stupid kid. Think about your future. Think about your future self. Let's go to Susie. Thank you, Zoe. Susie, line two in Ohio. Susie, go ahead.
Brandon, I so appreciate you. I can't thank you enough. Your influence and you just want to give us, you give us the courage to want to keep fighting. I appreciate your show.
Thank
you. You're on fire every day.
Thank you.
Is there any way we can get, do you have the link, or how can we find that WHO? Because that really needs to put out there. People don't even know what's going on with that.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what I'll do. I will put it up at worldviewreport.com right now while we're even talking, and put it up there, and you guys can watch that. And we have some of these shows over at WVWTV.com as well. We have a few shows we've done with Leo over there, radio shows, TV shows, WVWTV.com. But this is a really good little video, and so I'll put this up so that we can share it with as many people as possible. Let me see if I can get one more call in here, go back to my call screener. Jason in North Carolina. Go, Jason.
Hey, brother. Were you talking about the drills they're running as
yes.
far as the dirty bomb?
Yes.
What are the odds that there's already one there and they're looking for it?
Wow. So the drill may be a cover for actually looking. Wow. Smart. See, I got a smart audience, don't I? I'm telling you, folks, there's so much going on. I don't know. It'd be hard to get through it if you weren't a Christian, wouldn't it, folks? But again, what we're trying to do is help people understand what's happening. Prepare, and be aware. That takes away a lot of anxiety when you are prepared. All right? Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.